Chapter 15. Insulting words. Willems looked at him coolly. I assure you, Almayer, he said, gently, that I have good grounds for my demand. Your cursed impudence. Believe me, Almayer, your position here is not so safe as you may think. An unscrupulous rival here would destroy your trade in a year. It would be ruin. Now Lingard's long absence gives courage to certain individuals. You know? I have heard much lately. They made proposals to me. You are very much alone here. Even Padalolo. Damn Padalolo. I am master in this place. But, Almayer, don't you see? Yes, I see. I see a mysterious ass, interrupted Almayer, violently. That is the meaning of your veiled threats? Don't you think I know something also? They have been intriguing for years, and nothing has happened. The Arabs have been hanging about outside this river for years, and I am still the only trader here, the master here. Do you bring me a declaration of war? Then it's from yourself only. I know all my other enemies. I ought to knock you on the head. You are not worth powder and shot though. You ought to be destroyed with a stick like a snake. Almayer's voice woke up the little girl, who sat up on the pillow with a sharp cry. He rushed over to the chair, caught up the child in his arms, walked back blindly, stumbled against Willem's hat which lay on the floor, and kicked it furiously down the steps. Clear out of this! Clear out! He shouted. Willems made an attempt to speak, but Almayer howled him down. Take yourself off. Don't you see you frighten the child, you scarecrow? No. Dear, he went on to his little daughter, soothingly, while Willems walked down the steps slowly. Oh, don't cry. See? Bad man going away. Look. He is afraid of your papa. Nasty bad man. Never come back again. He shall live in the woods, and never come near my little girl. If he comes, papa will kill him so. He struck his fist on the rail of the balustrade, to show how he would kill Willems, and, perching the consoled child on his shoulder, held her with one hand, while he pointed toward the retreating figure of his visitor. Look how he runs away, dearest, he said, coaxingly. SN'TE funny. Call pig after him, dearest. Call after him. The seriousness of her face vanished in two dimples. Under the long eyelashes, glistening with recent tears, her big eyes sparkled and danced with fun. She took firm hold of Almayer's hair with one hand, while she waved the other joyously, and called out with all her might, in a clear note, soft and distinct like the pipe of a bird. Pig! 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 Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.